call the doctor.
Oh, isn't it strange that I could let go of something to get more of it? That's a hard thing to wrap your cerebral cortex around, is giving up something so that you can get more of it. But that's exactly the way control works with kids. And, you know, a lot of times we get ourselves pulled into battles over things we have no control over. And that actually ends up backfiring on us, doesn't it? Because we end up fighting with the kid, and the kid knows we have no control over it. And then they, what do? Well, they stop eating anything, you know, or they stop using the potty anymore. They stop doing their schoolwork, or they stop wearing their back brace or taking their medication, or they develop a bad attitude. And, you know, I used to have these teachers, Tom. Are you there, Tom?
Oh, yes.
Okay, good.
Hanging on every word.
Yeah, you better be. But I used to have these teachers who would say things to me. They'd say, Faye, you need to get a better attitude. Mm. You know, and they were always trying to make me to get a better attitude. And I don't blame them, because I had a nasty attitude when I was a kid, particularly when I was like 13 and 14.
Oh, yeah.
Had a bad attitude. But the strangest thing was, the more they talked about it, the worse my attitude got. Mm. And you know, if I was sitting in their class right now, I'd be able to say to them, you know, I'd really like to get a better attitude. But see, what's happening is my basic emotional need for freedom and control is being violated right now over an issue that is really not a big deal, because it affects me. So my advice to you, teacher, would be to say something to the effect of, hey, I like students the same regardless of how well or poorly they do in my class. Good luck. And by the way, we offer the seventh grade every year at this school. I'd love to see you back. But, you know, I'm not sitting in that classroom right now, and so I can't give them that advice. But we do have a caller, and Tom, can you hook us up with Sarah?
Yes, Sarah.
Oh, good. Sarah, hi. Are you there?
I am, sir.
Oh, thank goodness. Thank you for calling the show.
I was now, just having this vision about Jethro Bodine graduating from the sixth grade, but it took him a while to get through it, didn't it?
Well, yeah, and look what an impact he had on the world. Now, you emailed us.
Yes, sir.
And that's how people can get on the show, because this show airs on Sunday. And you know what I do on Sundays? I hang out with my wife and my family, because I want to keep them.
Well, that's
yeah.
A good idea.
So anyway, you emailed us, and we hooked it up so you could give us a call. And you have a 6-year-old.
I do, yeah.
And tell us about the dilemma.
The dilemma only is that I'd like to understand how to better get him to see why it's a good idea to get everything out of school that he can. He often tells me that, you know, it's not very much fun. He doesn't get to play very much, and that there's lots of rules, you know. He said they need to rule him. Which I thought was kind of interesting for a 6-year-old. But
yeah, you know, it's just, that's the thing about life, isn't it? You know, there's all these rules.
Yeah, and I reminded him that we have rules at home.
Yeah.
And he, you know, he said he wants to be homeschooled because he said he has an opportunity to play a lot more at home.
Oh, okay.
And then he also mentioned that if he was homeschooled, he figured he would be able to watch TV on school nights, but I said no.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
You might actually have school every day, and you wouldn't even get to watch TV on the weekend.
Oh, goodness. Well, here are some thoughts about that, Sarah. First of all, he sounds pretty normal.
Okay.
And I think the harder you try to convince a 6-year-old that education has merit, the more frustrated you're going to be.
He's not on it right now.
here's what you can do, though.
Yeah.
As often as possible, talk with excitement about your own learning when he can overhear it.
All right.
Don't talk directly to him, because his eyes will glaze over, right? But you act like he's not supposed to overhear what you're saying.
Okay.
And you talk about things that you're learning and things you learned in school and how education has helped you going to school. And you know, if he can hear that enough, overhear it, that's going to sink in. That's one of the most powerful ways of locking in values for kids. Okay. Another thing you can start doing is just maybe once a week, talk with excitement about something really positive about his school or his teacher. And let him overhear that.
Not directly to him again.
Yeah, not directly to him, because that doesn't have as much credibility. He has to think that he's not supposed to hear it.
Eavesdropping is much more interesting.
Oh, yeah. Eavesdropping is really interesting. So he has to overhear all this stuff. So he starts thinking, wow, my mom really thinks education is important, and she really likes my teacher. That's going to help.
Okay.
Now, when he comes home, though, and he wants to complain, what do you do? Well, let me ask you, do you ever feel like complaining about your job?
Yeah.
Okay. What would you like your friend or your spouse to say? How about this? Now, Sarah, don't complain about your job, because you're really lucky to have a job. You know, this economy is not really good right now. And there's a lot of people that no, you listen to me when I'm talking to you. Don't you roll your eyes at me, Sarah. You know, having a job is a privilege. And, you know, if you didn't have... How would that work for you?
I'd rather have some sympathy.
Okay. Yeah. So when he comes home and complains about his job... Right.
Yeah.
You know, well, it's cool. They just try to boss you around, and I can't even play, and that sort of thing. This is what it ought to sound like. Oh, man, that's got to be rough. Yeah, I want to be homeschooled. Oh, I can understand that. Tell me a little bit more about how awful it is.
Well, your teacher has all these rules, and like, you have to sit in your chair.
Oh.
I find that very difficult.
Oh, is that, she makes you sit in your chair? Wow. Well, thanks for letting me know about that. Give me a hug. And that's it.
All right.
Okay, so you're not trying to talk to him about, you know, what he should believe, or give him any advice, or tell him he should feel differently. You're just empathizing with him and hugging him up, and and then you're just going to force yourself, you know, you're going to bite your tongue. And it might be bloody, but
I'd rather solve the problem, you know.
But, yeah, you know, and that's what gets husbands in trouble with their wives all the time.
Yeah.
Because husbands are always wanting to fix the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And wives just want to be heard most of the time.
Okay.
You know, so a wife comes home and she says, you know, my boss, he's always on my case, you know. And husbands are thinking, well, you know, I bet if you took a little bit more training on computer skills, your boss wouldn't be on your case so much. Because, you know, your skills are a little deficient in that area. You know. Yikes.
That's not going to work.
I know that doesn't work. Let me just say,
tried it.
This is producer Tom. I know that does not work.
Yeah, and his wife has a PhD. She needed one to figure out how to handle it.
That's
actually
exactly what it is.
So Sarah, you know, you just love him up. You let him complain about it. You let him overhear your value of education. You know, in the long run, that's really going to take a lot of stress out of you and up the odds that he likes school more.
Okay.
He
had been promoted to first grade, and the first grade teacher basically sent him back, not because of his intellectual ability, but his inability to deal with the, you know, sitting still and work and all that stuff. And she explained to us that he just didn't lack the focus and maturity to do first grade.
Here's another suggestion.
I just don't want him to be in kindergarten for like 5 years.
No, you don't want that. And he won't be. See, here's a suggestion. Practice around the dinner table. The dinner table is really a child's first classroom, in my opinion. It's the first place for many kids where they have to sit still, and they have to take turns, and they have to follow directions. And the dinner table is a wonderful place to practice those things, because kids that are really able to handle the dinner hour without, you know, having problems are oftentimes a little bit better prepared for school. And again, a lot of this has to do with boys with some basic neurological maturity, but he's old enough to learn these skills, okay. Right?
All right.
And so, you know, you don't go into it with a heavy hand.
Right.
You know, you're going into it saying, sweetie, you know, what do we do at the dinner table? We sit, right? And as soon as he starts running around, you can say to him, well, you can either sit in your chair or be in your room. Right?
All right.
And I'll let you out when I'm ready to have you out. Okay. Now, of course, you're not going to leave him in there for days, you know, just for the rest of the meal. And then he can come back out and he might miss the rest of the meal. Right.
Yeah.
But there are some basic understood expectations about how you behave at the table. It's a good place to practice.
All righty.
All righty.
All right. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Sarah. And good luck with that.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that's a tough thing. You know, when I was a little kid, I wasn't ready to go to school. I wanted to play. I remember just hating school and wanting to go home and play in the mud and play with my dogs. And, you know, I used to come home and complain about my teacher. And my father had this great saying. He'd say, "Well, is she mean to you?"
"Yeah, she's really mean. She made me color with a crayon."
Oh, he'd say, "Well, oh, that's great that you have a mean teacher."
Oh, no.
Huh?
Well, that's going to give you a lot of practice for handling mean bosses. I hope you get used to her and let me know if I can help in any way. So, mean teachers can help our kids get ready for mean bosses. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening.